we're still early, you know, in the AI field with how it pertains to EDI, but yeah, identifying patterns and the errors, you know, and speeding up mapping is definitely going to be that's definitely where it's, you know.
Talk me through a practical example of how you're using it. I mean, are you, you know, let's say you're developing a new integration, a new output. Are you actually validating that output leveraging AI?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Welcome back to Unraveling IT, Expert Tech Talks. I'm Peter Rodenhauser, President and CRO at Corsica Technologies. Today, we're talking about a piece of technology that quietly keeps mid-market businesses running until it doesn't, electronic data interchange, or EDI. Joining me is Jordan Verhulst, a data integration engineer here at Corsica with more than 15 years of hands-on experience helping organizations untangle and solve complex EDI environments. In this episode, we'll break down why EDI causes so much frustration for mid-market companies, what's actually changing in the EDI landscape, and how organizations can modernize integration without any unnecessary complexity.
Well, Jordan, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Good. Jordan, you and I have worked together on and off for a good number of years. I think over 15 years now, if my math is correct. Does that sound about right?
About right. Yep. Not a lot.
So you got into the data integration market about 15 years ago. You know, talk to me about that. What brought you in to the industry, and what were your thoughts?
Wow. Well, I guess I certainly didn't go to school for this. I mean, I didn't grow up thinking I'd be in this industry. Just kind of fell into it. Got into the support side of things at the old SoftShare Corporation, so back in Santa Barbara. And I was just support for EDI. So that's where I started. You know, just very simple, you know, EDI issues that we would help, you know, troubleshoot. Nothing crazy, but then it just kind of naturally grew from there. And then here I am today.
And that's where we met. That's where we met at that time. And if I'm not mistaken, you also met your wife. So Edie, you have a lot to be thankful for when it comes to EDI. Is that right?
That's right. Thankfully. Thank you, EDI.
So, you know, companies still struggle with this, right? I mean, they've struggled with EDI for a long time. So why? Why is that? What are they struggling with?
From my experience, from what I've seen, a lot of it just kind of boils down to these environments that were built years ago, you know, just sometimes decades ago, just been kind of patched and extended over time. And then you end up with something that technically works, but just kind of fragile. You know, it's hard to manage, hard to change. And a lot of times it ends up being very heavily dependent on just like a few people who really understand, you know, what's going on. And, you know, that combination really makes it tough for a growing company to keep up.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think we've probably both seen a lot of different flavors of implementations through the years. And, you know, I think for most enterprises, you know, they've come with pretty traditional data integration platforms that are very scalable. They have the resources to have, you know, really, really deep technical teams in terms of knowledge and skill set. But, you know, mid-market, that's not always the case. So what do you see with mid-sized businesses when it comes to these implementations? You know, why are they saying, boy, EDI is so painful for me?
It's really less about just the technology, really. And it's more about just the experience around it. From the outside, EDI looks simple. You know, it's just like anything else, CSV, XML, what have you. It's all the same thing, really, but you're just exchanging documents. You know, how can it be so difficult? But I mean, in reality, you know, every document, you know, has its own set of strict requirements. Every trading partner has their own way, you know, their own version of those requirements. So, you know, when something breaks, it's, you know, it can stop orders, shipments, invoices. It's just, yeah. I mean, and as far as, you know, the pain usually shows up kind of operationally. You know, orders don't go through, invoices get rejected, someone has to jump in manually. And then, you know, on top of that, you've got, you know, vendors, you know, vendor relationships, which, you know, that changes, you know, takes long. you know, took way too long, you know, for the, or the cost, you know, there's more than expected. I guess that kind of just builds frustrations.
So, you know, something you said there, you said, you know, standards, yeah, standard base, but at the same time, you know, you said every company does it differently. Yeah. It's contradictory, right? And we hear that a lot. Why is that? Why is, you know, if EDI is supposed to be a standard, why is it so different from one implementation to the next?
That's the question I've been asking my entire career. I mean, if everyone followed the standard, we'd probably be out of the job. It'd be, everything would be flowing perfectly, you know, it'd be simple, but it's not.
Yeah, I think that's just a harsh reality of what we see in the implementation. So, you know, the requirements have changed quite a lot, you know, through the years. And I think, you know, maybe most specifically or more recently, I should say, with the advent and proliferation of API, you know, based integration. Can you talk a little bit about that? You know, what are you seeing in terms of, you know, some of these requirements changing over time?
Sure. I know EDI used to be a little more static. You know, you onboard a partner, you'd set it up, and it just kind of, it wouldn't change much from there. But things are moving a lot faster now, you know, with your partners updating requirements more often, businesses add new channels, you know, like e-commerce, new 3PLs. There's just a lot more pressure to move data in real time. So those older approaches, they tend to break down because they're, you know, they weren't designed, you know, for that level of change. And they rely a lot on manual processes, custom maps, you know, those are always hard to update. Limited visibility is always, that's kind of the crux. So I guess, you know, every change ends up becoming just an entire project instead of just, you know, a routine adjustment.
Yep. I get it. You know, still staying on, you know, this theme around mid-size, mid-market companies, you know, I think they feel maybe underserved and underappreciated even from some of the traditional EDI, you know, providers. You know, why do you feel that is? Why do you feel we see such a disparity in terms of these enterprise organizations being more successful and having more robust implementations than mid-market organizations?
I think a lot of those traditional providers are really optimized for, you know, kind of the very large, you know, enterprise, you know, large enterprises, or even, you know, just very standardized high volume use cases. So mid-market companies, they kind of fall somewhere in between. You know, they're growing, they've got these complexities. They don't necessarily have a big internal EDI team or unlimited budget like a lot of these enterprises end up having. So, you know, they do end up in a situation where they're, you know, they're either overpaying for something too rigid, or stuck with a solution that doesn't really scale well with their needs. You know, they don't always get the level of support or flexibility that they actually need.
Yeah, so, you know, I heard a couple of things there, Jordan. You know, these larger enterprises, they have the resources, you know, on staff to be able to handle the support and even implementations. Mid-size organizations tend not to, and it sounds like the providers aren't necessarily providing or have the capacity to provide those services either. Is that right? So that's the void, is really that expertise or domain knowledge?
Yes, that's what I see, you know, just in my experience, definitely.
Sure, okay. Yeah, that makes sense from a professional managed service capacity standpoint. How about from technical implementations or technical challenges? What are you seeing there across, you know, I'll call it an enterprise organization versus a mid-market organization?
One of the bigger items is definitely the API integrations. Doesn't seem like a big leap, but it can be just technology-wise, you know, like what you can support, what your backend system can support. So like I mentioned earlier, if you're running some older technology stack, it's going to be a bear getting that integrated into a system that actually, you know, supports the API side of things.
Makes sense. So, you know, you've had the opportunity to work with a lot of different data integration platforms and tool sets through the years. And, you know, you mentioned you started at SoftShare. Of course, those that have been in the industry for a long time know the Delta ECS products. I know you have a master's in Delta and ECS.
You, of course, spent some time at Liaison working with powerful enterprise transformation tools like Contevo, and I'm sure there's been some others in there. What trends are you seeing in terms, if any, in terms of those technologies from, you know, what we were used to seeing 15, 20 years ago versus what we're seeing now?
Bigger volume processing. I know a lot of these applications are getting tuned for, you know, larger files, which kind of, you know, in the EDI world, large files and EDI, the word, you know, those two don't go together, but I feel like I've seen larger EDI files lately. So just the actual just load of processing, the capability of chewing through large amounts of data, bigger files, that's definitely a trend that I've seen.
How about even, you know, higher transactional volume? You know, and I'm thinking maybe not necessarily EDI transactions, more broader data integration. I have to imagine with all these applications exposing their APIs, there have to be, you know, higher volume of transactions.
Absolutely. No, yeah. And again, it's kind of goes into what I mentioned earlier, just the more data just seems to be exponentially increasing. Everybody's just crunching more and more data over time. So you see it everywhere, not even in, you know, just in our industry, just the AI industry for one, obviously, that's the big one, you know, to talk about data.
It wouldn't be a podcast without, you know, talking about AI and what the impact is, you know, it's having on whatever the topic is. Of course, the topic here today is data integration and EDI. So talk to me about the impact AI is having in terms of on the role of EDI engineers, EDI specialists, or even the technology that's used to transform the data.
You know, AI is really starting to help, you know, identify those patterns, error patterns, making things easier to identify, like issues, errors that are, you know, bubbling up that you need to identify and address. It really just helps, you know, make things a little more visually palatable. So I say we're still early, you know, in the AI field as far as how it pertains to EDI, but identifying patterns in the errors, you know, and speeding up mapping is definitely going to be that's definitely where it's, you know.
Talk me through a practical example of how you're using it. I mean, when you're generating, you know, let's say you're developing a new integration, a new output, are you actually validating that output leveraging AI?
Yep. Oh yeah. So we actually had a migration with one of our clients recently, pretty major migration where we needed to essentially just diff, right? The output from the legacy to the new environment. So we just used AI for it, you know, say, hey, look at these files. You know, this is, you know, legacy, this is new. What's the difference, if anything? You know, and then great thing about it is that it goes beyond what you ask for it a lot of times. You know, it's like, hey, I found these differences, and it'll categorize them, right? Like, these are the differences that don't matter, right? It shouldn't, you know, won't matter internally or whatnot, but you might want to focus on these. So it's the way that it kind of just visualizes this data for you. It's very powerful.
Those are all activities that, you know, historically are pretty time consuming. So I'd imagine that has to be a pretty big efficiency gain.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, Corsica's approach and the team and approach here when it comes to managing these environments. From your seat, Jordan, what do you feel like we're doing that, you know, makes managing these environments more effective, more efficient, more responsive than some of the alternatives out there?
It's like a combination, really, our technology and our support. So it's not just about having a platform. It's more about how the platform is implemented and managed day to day. So, you know, you having that team that understands both the technical and the business impact of things, that really helps make a difference. So our goal is to simply, you know, simplify things for the client, you know, reduce complexity, improve visibility, make those changes easier without them really needing to become the EDI expert himself.
So we're really providing that, you know, I'll call it a framework, or the people in the process part of the managed service to anticipate, respond, or resolve any issues that come up. without a lot of engagement and effort from the end client.
Exactly. And then also just coming up with those questions that they wouldn't otherwise know to ask, you know.
And are those questions, are those technical questions? Are those questions related to the business? What's in our secret sauce to make it easier for those customers?
Right. Well, it's like I mentioned before, it's really a combination of both. It's the technology and support. You know, it's our team having that business know-how and just knowing the pain points to look for, how to avoid them, what technology you might want to implement into your stack to make things easier, and just having someone with the experience. You know, that's where it's at. So it really provides value to the client.
Okay. Excellent. So just, you know, to wrap things up, you know, when you think about, you know, put yourself in the seat of a CIO or even, you know, CFO of a mid-size business, you know, with a lot of the aging EI implementations out there today, you know, whether it's on-premise or in some cases even, you know, hosted in private clouds, what's the single most important thing that you feel they should really be focused on?
Visibility, say 100%. Before you try to actually replace, you know, or redesign anything, you need to have just a clear understanding of what's happening in your current environment. You know, where things occur, how long it takes, and, you know, where the risks are. So, you know, once you have that visibility, you know, it becomes a lot easier to prioritize improvements and make smarter decisions, you know, about modernizing your environment.
Do you feel, is it always possible to layer the visibility on top of an aging platform, or might it require a technology refresh?
Well, I think having that visibility kind of helps you determine, you know, whether or not you need that entire technology refresh, right? Based on that visibility, if you can assess, we need to just gut our whole technology stack and implement something new, that visibility will make that decision a lot easier and just more justifiable, I guess.
For sure. Okay, excellent. All right. Well, Jordan, thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate you spending a little bit of your time. I know you're a busy guy, so this was really helpful, very insightful based on your background and what you're seeing day in and day out.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Jordan for joining me today.
EI may not be the most visible part of the tech stack, but when it's done right, creates a real operational advantage. And when it's done wrong, it slows everything down.
So for our listeners, we'll include resources in the show notes if you're looking to modernize EDI or simplify your integration environment. I'm Peter Rodenhauser, and this has been Unraveling IT Expert Tech Talks. We'll see you next time.